Tom, Dundalk going for the league title, of course, against Cork on Friday night, but we cast our minds back 23 years ago and that famous day, that famous Sunday afternoon down at Turner's Cross. Tom, you were the match winner, and I'm sure it's a game that still sticks out in your memory and a game that you're reminded of by Dundalk supporters every so often or when you meet them.
Yeah, it was a fabulous occasion. It was obviously everybody remembers their first league medal, and it was my first league medal and one that I cherish dearly. And I can always remember the day that the support we had down in Turner's Cross was unbelievable. And then the trip back in the train, you know, it was probably the best 3 hours I've ever spent. You know, people singing and champagne flowing. And it was great to see the great boys and everybody really, really happy. And the players that I played with then were absolutely fantastic, and it was only reminded me the other day. Alan O'Neill had 23 clean sheets in that season. We conceded 17 goals, 5 of them in the first game.
Yeah, that first game was against Shelburne. You lost that 5-1, Tom, and I think a lot of Dundalk supporters after that game were almost giving up on a league title. It looked a very, very remote because Shelburne really destroyed you that day.
Well, it wasn't just Shelburne. Paul New, our next Dundalk player, come back and scored a hat-trick. So you talk about rubbing salt in the wounds. And unfortunately, after that game, John Cleary, obviously the manager, had laid a lot of the blame in John's shoulders, and John was moved on and Ronnie Murphy was signed. So a lot of people were looking at Ronnie and saying, oh, Jesus, Ronnie, he can't run, he can't do this. But one thing Ronnie knew how to do was defend. And he was a fantastic player for us that season.
Yeah, Ronnie, he wasn't the most mobile player, but he had the brain, hadn't he? He had the defensive brain.
Ronnie was fantastic, and he was a great talker, great motivator. And him and James Call, they just got a fantastic partnership going, and they were just so hard to break down, you know. And then add to that, Martin Lawler on the left, Dave Mackey on the right, you know, and it was a fantastic team, fantastic team spirit, and I think that's what the lads are going to need on Friday night.
You had, of course, Peter Hanrahan banging in the goals up front. You had Mick Cavan in the team, and at central midfield, yourself and Gino Lawless striking up a great partnership.
Yeah, Gino was a fabulous player to play with, and you know, before games, Gino would be saying, "Right, Tom, you know, we need to be tight today." He says, "I don't mind the ball and passes, but don't let anything else pass." And that was Gino's motto, you know. One or other could go past, but not both of you.
And of course, it was Gino who sent that ball into you. He sent it under the Cork defender's legs to set you up for that winning goal. 73 minutes in at Turner's Cross, the all-important goal arrived.
Yeah, we had been pressing Cork all afternoon, all over the midfield. And I think, if I remember right, I think Mick Shelley won the ball. The ball broke. Gino took the ball on and actually put it through Mick Conroy's legs. And I ran onto it then from the middle of the pitch, straight through the Cork defence, and slotted the ball under the goalkeeper and into the corner of the net.
And the last few minutes then, it was nerve-wracking stuff because you had the lead and you knew if you held on to it, Tom, the title was yours.
Yeah, well, as I said earlier there, you know, we had 23 clean sheets. So one thing we were good at was defending leads. And they had a couple of long-range shots, a couple of corners and that, but nothing really clear-cut.
They seem pretty confident that they could win, you know, in front of their own supporters. The feeling, I think, among Cork fans after the game, they were absolutely devastated. They nearly couldn't believe that Dundalk had come down and beat them.
Yeah, I mean, was it 10 or 11,000 at the game was unheard of at that time. It was unbelievable, and like we had been focusing all week on ourselves. We never really spoke about Cork until. Going down in the train, and it was all about how we were going to approach the game and what we were going to do. We'd worked on corner kicks and set pieces, and basically what we wanted to do, we wanted to start the game well, and we wanted to close them down in midfield, and that's what we've done really, really well.
The day itself, Tom, you came down in the train and you went home with the train. I know there was a rush to get the train back to Dublin that evening.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I'm sure it would be an overnight stay the night before, maybe the night of the game, but things were different back then.
Yeah, I mean, back then, obviously, everybody had to watch the coffers and that, you know. So, like, we had always travelled down to Cork in the morning of the game. You know, we'd never stayed overnight in Cork. Any time we stayed overnight was probably after a game when they started playing on a Friday evening. But we had always travelled down on a Sunday morning, and you know, they had spoken about going down the night before, but the general opinion of the players was, you know, they wanted to, you know, basically relax at home in their own houses and meet up early the next morning and get the train down, and that's what we've done.
And I mean, you, apart from that goal against Cork on that day at Turner's Cross, Tom, going back a few years previous to that, I think you were the first man to ever score a goal against Cork City when they came into existence.
Yeah, and I was actually at a quiz night one night, and that question came up. I didn't even know the answer. So I actually found out then that I was the first player ever to score against Cork City, which, you know, and it was irrelevant then that I scored against them to win the league.
You've become known as the man for the big occasion when Dundalk, around those times, Tom, you always seem to come up with the goods. You obviously enjoyed playing in those big games. The more pressure that seemed to be on Dundalk, the more you seemed to rise to it.
Well, I love the big occasions. I love the big crowds. And, you know, and nerves never really came into it with myself at that time. It was just, you know, I just loved getting out there. I loved playing. And I loved playing with the players that I played with, because it was, for me, it was just so easy. You know, they were a great bunch of lads, and, you know, and it's always easier to play with good players.
And I suppose after this current title came down to this final game, the words Tom McNulty, I think all Dundalk supporters were casting their mind back, and I'm sure you've been reminded of that occasion now plenty of times the last few days.
Oh, I have been, yeah. And, like, looking forward to the game on Friday, you know, like Dundalk, they've been at the top of the table for so long, and it would be a tragedy if, you know, if they slipped up now, you know. And the result against Rovers, you know, it was a really, really tight game, and it could have went either way. Like Dundalk had a couple of great chances that night, and then the away game in Bray, you know, the weather conditions were absolutely awful. But, you know, that's when you just need to roll your sleeves up and just dig in and, you know, and grind out a win. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't do that on the night, but, it, you know, a point was really no good. You know, so I felt, you know, probably the last 10 minutes, I thought we should have threw caution to the wind, and we should really have, you know, we should have put extra men forward and try and get that win.
Is there a Tom McNulty-style player in this current Dundalk team, someone maybe that could be a match winner that might just grab the game by the scruff of the neck on Friday?
Well, I tell you, I mean, players that would come into mind would be obviously Hoban, the centre forward. Now, he scored a fabulous goal against Bray. To me, it was an absolutely brilliant finish. Meenan in the right has really, really impressed. Horgan in the left, you know, they've got so much pace. And then Richie Towle, you know, he's been banging in goals all season. Obviously, he's probably let his standards drop a little bit the last few games, and I think if we can get a performance from Richie Towle in the middle of the pitch on Friday evening, along with Hoban, and we're two wide men, I think we've a great chance of going on and winning the match.
But there's a lot of pressure on this Dundalk team. As you say, they've led the league from an early stage. You know, they go into the game a point behind Cork now, so there's no point in saying there's no pressure on this team. They, you know, they're expected now to deliver.
Well, I mean, I would be the opposite opinion. I think the pressure's off them now. You know, it's Cork's league to lose now. Cork have that point advantage. Dundalk know what they need to do. Go out and win the game. To me, there's less pressure doing that than being in front, you know, and, you know, do we hold on to the lead? Do we go out and attack? Do we sit back? So I think Dundalk know what they need to do. They need to go out and win the match.
Will you be kicking every ball with the Dundalk lads on Friday night? Or how close do you follow the game now, Tom? Would you be a regular attendee at Oriel?
Well, I try and get up to as many games as I can. I haven't been up to as many as I would have liked this year. But, you know, I've been really impressed. You know, look, Peter Cherry in goals. You know, he's a great shot stopper. Now, I think he'll be a bit disappointed with the goal he let in against Bray. And, you know, he should have pushed it round the post. He pushed it back into play and the fella to tap in. Massey at left full. You know, the only downfall for me is he just lacks a bit of pace. And, you know, some teams have been exploiting that. They've been getting in behind him. Gannon at right full, I think, is a smashing young player. You know, loads of pace. Gets up and down the line really well. And he works well with Meenan. And, you know, I think Chris Shields is an unsung hero for me. Yeah. I think he's been one of our most consistent players all year. And him along with Richie Towle, you know, you're really looking for a big game from Richie. You know, we really need to perform in that area